早上平安。
Brothers and sisters, good morning, peace.
请我们来看几处的圣经。
Let us turn to a few passages of scripture.
我们要继续从以斯拉记来看神恢复的工作。
We will once again see the Lord's recovery work in the book of Ezra.
我们先翻到以斯拉记第三章。
Ezra chapter 3.
第一节到第六节。
Verses 1 to 6.
到了七月，以色列人住在各城，那时他们如同一人，聚集在耶路撒冷。
Now, when the seventh month came, and the sons of Israel were in the cities, the people gathered together as one man to Jerusalem.
耶撒达的儿子耶稣雅和他的弟兄众祭司，并撒拉铁的儿子所罗巴伯与他的弟兄都起来建筑以色列神的坛，要照神摩西律法书上所写的，在坛上献燔祭。
Then Jeshua the son of Jozadak, and his brothers the priests, and Zerubbabel the son of Shealtiel, and his brothers arose and built the altar of the God of Israel to offer burnt offerings on it, as it is written in the law of Moses, the man of God.
他们在原有的根基上筑坛，因惧怕邻国的民，又在其上向耶和华早晚献燔祭。
So they set up the altar on its foundation.For they were terrified because of the peoples of the lands, and they offered burnt offerings on it to the Lord, burnt offerings morning and evening.
我想就跳过到第八节好了。
Let's go to verse 8.
百姓到了耶路撒冷神殿的地方，第二年二月，撒拉铁的儿子所罗巴伯、耶撒达的儿子耶稣雅和其余的弟兄，就是祭司、利未人。并一切被掳归回耶路撒冷的人都兴工建造，又派利未人从二十岁以外的都里建造耶和华殿的工作。
Now in the second year of their coming to the house of God at Jerusalem, in the second month, Zerubbabel the son of Shealtiel and Jeshua the son of Jozadak and the rest of their brothers, the priests and the Levites,And all who came from the captivity to Jerusalem began the work and appointed the Levites from 20 years and older to oversee the work of the house of the Lord.
第十节到十三节。
Verses 10 to 13.
匠人立耶和华殿根基的时候，祭司皆穿礼服吹号，亚撒的子孙利未人敲拔，照以色列王大卫所定的例，都站着赞美耶和华。
Now when the builders had laid the foundation of the temple of the Lord, the priests stood in their apparel with trumpets, and the Levites, the son of Asaph, with cymbals to praise the Lord according to the directions of David, King David of Israel.
他们彼此唱和赞美称颂耶和华，说他本为善，他向以色列人永发慈爱。他们赞美耶和华的时候，众人大声呼喊，因耶和华殿的根基已经立定。
They sang, praising and giving thanks to the Lord, saying, For he is good, for his loving kindness is upon Israel forever. And all the people shouted with a great shout when they praised the Lord because the foundation of the house of the Lord was laid.
然而有许多祭司、利未人、族长，就是见过旧殿的老年人，现在亲眼看见立这殿的根基，便大声哭嚎，也有许多人大声欢呼。
Yet many of the priests and Levites and the heads of the father's households, the old men who had seen the first temple, wept with a loud voice when the foundation of this house was laid before their eyes, while many shouted aloud for joy.
甚至百姓不能分辨欢呼的声音和哭嚎的声音，因为众人大声呼喊，声音听到远处。
So that the people could not distinguish the sound of the shout of joy from the sound of the weeping of the people.For the people shouted with a loud shout, and the sound was heard far away.
我们翻到历代志三章，历代志下三章第一节。
Second Chronicles 3:1.
所罗门就在耶路撒冷耶和华向他父。大卫显现的摩利亚山上，就是耶布斯人阿尔兰的禾场上，大卫所指定的地方预备好了，开工建造耶和华的殿。
2 Chronicles 3:1, Then Solomon began to build the house of the Lord in Jerusalem on Mount Moriah, where the Lord had appeared to his father David at the place that David had prepared on the threshing floor of Ornan the Jebusite.
请再翻到创世纪二十二章第一节、第二节。
Genesis 22 verses 1 to 2。
这些事以后，神要试验亚伯拉罕，就呼叫他说：“亚伯拉罕。”他说：“我在这里。”神说：“你带着你的儿子，就是你独生的儿子，你所爱的以撒，往摩利亚地去，在我所要指示的山上，把他献为燔祭。”
Now it came about after these things that God tested Abraham and said to him, Abraham, and he said, Here I am. He said, Take now your son, your only son whom you love, Isaac, and go to the land of Moriah, and offer him there as a burnt offering on one of the mountains of which I will tell you.
再读一次，列王记上二十一章，不，历代志上二十一章。
First Chronicles 22.
二十一章。
First Chronicles 21.
十八节。
18.
哦、是第一节啊，第一节，撒旦起来攻击以色列，激动大卫数点他们。
First Chronicles chapter 21 verse 1, then Satan stood up against Israel and moved David to number Israel.
那底下的记载，因为大卫数点百姓，耶和华神不喜悦，就降刑罚到以色列百姓的身上。
And this chapter records how because David numbered the people of Israel, which displeased God, thus a pestilence came upon the people.
读十八节。
18, verse 18.
耶和华使者吩咐加德去告诉大卫，叫他上去，在耶布斯人阿尔兰的禾场上为耶和华筑一座坛。
First Chronicles 21:18. Then the angel of the Lord commanded Gad to say to David that David should go up and build an altar to the Lord on the threshing floor of Ornan the Jebusite.
好，圣经就暂时读到这里，请我们低头跟祷告。
That will be the end of our scripture reading. Let us bow our word of prayer.
主，感谢你早晨，你带领你的儿女们一同聚在你的面前。
Lord, we want to thank you for bringing all of us before your feet.
在这复活早晨，我们带着欢喜快乐心，因为你从死里复活，升上高天，如今坐在父神的宝座右边。
On the day of resurrection, we want to give you thanks because you rose from the dead and ascended and are sitting at the right hand of the Father.
借着每次的机会，你从天赐福在地上给你的教会。
That each time we worship you, that you would bless your church.
让我们存一个等候敬畏你的心，一同侍立在你面前，好叫你能够向我们发声。
That we will wait quietly before you to hear what you want to say to us.
也给我们一个好可听的耳朵，一个谦卑的灵来领受你栽种的道。
Give us a listening ear and a humble heart so that we can receive your word.
好叫你的话在我们生命里面来改变我们，调整我们的道路，调整我们的生活。
In order for your word to adjust our lives, adjust our way, adjust our hearts.
让我们靠着你恩典能够活在你面前，得你的欢喜。
To depend on your grace to live each and every day.
我们求你仍然保险的接近遮蔽我们，让我们在这不凭别的，乃靠耶稣的血。
In order to please you, and we ask that the blood, your blood, can cover us.
一同进到你的面前，一同仰望等候在你面前。
So that we can all come into your presence and worship you.
我们这样祷告都靠主耶稣基督的名求。
And we pray this in the name of our Lord Jesus.
Amen. 让早晨呢，耶和弟兄姊妹继续来看以斯拉记。
This morning we will once again look into the book of Ezra.
我们说从以斯拉记，以色列百姓重新建造圣殿这件事情来看神恢复的工作。
To look at how the Lord does His recovery work in the building of the house.
我们说到为什么有恢复。
Why is there a recovery work?
因为人和神的百姓从神所定的旨意里面失落了。
That's because man deviated from the original purpose of God.
从起初神造人，要借着人在地上的彰显代表神自己。
From the very beginning, God wanted mankind, humanity, to express God's greatness.
但是我们知道始祖亚当失败了。
But we know that they fell.
然后我们看到神在万人当中拣选以色列百姓，也成为他地上的见证人。
Because Adam fell, then God chose the nation of Israel to express Himself.
也要借着以色列百姓在地上彰显神的尊贵荣耀。
To be a witness and testimony on the earth.
但是我们看见以色列百姓也失败了。
However, the nation of Israel also fell.
但是我们感谢神，人可以失败，神所定的永远旨意是不改变的。
But we thank the Lord that although man can fail, the eternal purpose of God can never fail.
所以到他借着他自己起头来做这个恢复的工作。
His purpose does not change, so once again he will do a work that is according to his purpose.
把神所拣选的百姓重新带到神在他们身上所定的那个永远的旨意。
To bring his people back to the original purpose he had.
重新把他们恢复过来，在地上仍然成为神的心意的发表。
To revive his people so that they can express who God is.
所以以斯拉记这一本被称为恢复的书。
So Ezra is a book about recovery.
我们看他们是怎样在这个重新建造圣殿这件事情，它整个过程是怎么样的
？So it talks about how the temple was built and what are the conditions surrounding it.
我们知道，因着以色列百姓他离弃神去拜偶像。
We know that because Israel forsake God to worship idols.
神把他们交在仇敌巴比伦手中。
Thus they were put into the hand of Babylon.
在那耶路撒冷城墙被拆毁，圣殿被烧毁。
The walls of Jerusalem were broken down, and the temple of Jerusalem was burned.
神的百姓被掳到外邦地区。
And they were taken captive into foreign land.
但是感谢神，神已经借了先知耶利米在那边预言说，满了七十年，神要重新把他们领回到犹大地。
Thank the Lord that in Jeremiah it was already prophesied that after 70 years they will return back to the land of Israel.
他们要再来重新把圣殿建造起来。
To rebuild the house of the Lord.
我们知道圣殿起初建造的时候，它的目的、它的功用是什么呢
？What is the original purpose of the temple, the house of the Lord？
当大卫在那里说到，他说他儿子所罗门所要建造的殿宇必须要高大辉煌。
That when David told his son Solomon to build the house of the Lord, he said the house of the Lord must be great and wonderful.
使名义荣耀传遍列王万国。
To exceed those of the other gods.
要借着圣殿的建造，在那彰显神的尊贵、荣耀、丰富。
To display the greatness of the God above.
所罗门在建造圣殿的时候也说，他说他所要建造这个殿呢是要高大出奇。
That when Solomon was about to build the house, he says that this house shall be beautiful and wonderful.
借着圣殿的建造，让人看见这个神是个至大、至尊、至荣的神，是奇妙作为的神。
In order to show that our God is a great God,
这是神起初建造要以色列百姓建造圣殿的一个目的。
That was the reason why the house of the Lord was built.
那一方面，我们看见圣殿被称为是神的居所，是神安息的所在。
On one hand, we see that the house of the Lord is God's resting place, where He dwells.
神借住在圣殿里面，表明他与他的百姓同在。
That means that He will be with His people.
人来到圣殿里面，在那敬拜、侍奉神、献祭给神。
That when people come to the Lord, that they will worship the Lord there and worship Him there.
所以圣殿就成为以色列百姓敬拜、侍奉的一个中心。
Therefore, the temple became the center of the people's worship.
这是当初圣殿建起来要显出来一个功用。
That was the function of the temple.
但是我们知道，因着神的百姓失败堕落了。
However, because the people fail.
圣殿的目的功用都失去了。
The purpose and the function of the temple was lost.
不能够再借着圣殿来显明神是怎样为神。
No more can it display how wonderful the Lord is.
但是感谢神，神所定的旨意仍然是不改变。
However, as we said, the Lord's purpose can never fail.
时候一到，他重新借着百姓把圣殿重新建造起来。
When the time is right, the house of the Lord will have to be rebuilt.
但是到新约我们就知道，原来旧约的圣殿不过是预表新约教会基督的身体。
When we come to the New Testament, we found out that the Old Testament temple typifies the New Testament church.
所以保罗说，圣殿是那位充满万有神的丰满，是那位充满万有神的丰富。
That's why Paul says of the church, it is the fullness of Him who fills all in all.
所以教会乃是基督的身体，乃是把那充满万有的神，把他自大、自尊、自荣，借着教会生活、工作，把他彰显出来、表明出来。
Therefore, the church is the body of Christ, the fullness of Him who fills all in all. It expresses who Jesus Christ is.
所以弟兄姊妹，这是我们很清楚的一个真理。
That is a truth.
教会就是基督的身体。
The church is the body of Christ.
所以身体教会要把在里面的基督荣耀、丰富、尊贵。 既然我们的服事借着我们生活把它彰显出来见证出来
So as the church through our life through our service we express who Christ is in his fullness
但是我们知道这个建造是一个过程
We know that this building up work
所以恢复也是一个过程
It's a 过程
过程
Oh, the building up work is a process.
所以从这些建造和恢复的工作的过程当中，我们就看见一些属灵的一个原则，属灵的次序是怎么样。
So, by looking at the process of how the work is being built, we learn some spiritual principles.
所以当保罗在以弗所书讲到教会建造的时候
，So when Paul in Ephesians talks about the building up of the church,
当教会被建成的时候，乃是要长大，满有基督长成的身量。
That when the church is all built, it expresses Christ fully.
那就是最重要把基督那个荣耀把它彰显出来。
Comes to the stature, the measure of stature of the fullness of Christ.
我们感谢主，到启示末了时候，再来有句话说，一切都成了。
And when we come to Revelation, we see that it is done.
那就是神建造工作已经完成了。
That means God's work in the church is done.
那就是。新耶路撒冷从天降临。
That is the descent of the New Jerusalem.
那是一个荣耀教会。
That is a glorious church.
那就是最终教会所显出来荣耀的光景，就是基督神的自己。
That the church will display such a glorious, is the church is so glorious because it displays who Christ is.
所以我们看见基督这个圣殿，它是如何重新被建造起来。
So we see from the building of the temple in the Old Testament.
这整个过程是怎么样一个进行的？
We want to take a look at how does this process occur.
所以我们看见这是神自己的工作，所以神自己起头来开始这个恢复的建造。
To see how God does His work, and especially how God does His work at the beginning.
所以他是按着他的应许，按着他的话，再来开始的工作。
That's all according to His initiative, all according to His work.
他激动鼓励波斯鼓列王。
He's the one that stirred up the king of Persia, Cyrus.
那个下诏允许以色列百姓能够回到犹大地重新建造圣殿。
To allow the remnant of Israel to go back to Jerusalem to build a house.
所以我们看见环境允许犹大百姓能够回去。
And thus, a group of people returned.
然后神在那激动一般犹大的百姓，他们也愿意起来回去建造圣殿。
And God also stirred up the hearts, the spirits of the Jews to return to build a house.
那我们看见到第三章。
But then we come to chapter 3 of Ezra.
就开始要建造圣殿这个过程。
And the people started building the house of God.
那这个过程是怎么进行的呢？
So how did this occur?
我想从每一个进行的过程步骤当中，我们都看见那一个属灵的原则、属灵的次序。
That from the process, we could see the from the order of events, we could see the spiritual principles.
也可以说到今天，也可以说到今天神在建造教会，或说神恢复工作里面一些的属灵的原则。
So that we would know how to then build up the church today in the New Testament era.
照着这个原则，最终我们看见圣殿被建立起来了。
That after all this, then the church will be built.
所以从第三章里面看这个圣殿恢复建造的过程里面，头一件事情让我们看见。
Let us take a look at the first thing in Ezra 3, which is.
当这一天回国要愿意重新建造圣殿的百姓，他们原来是住在各城。
We see from the first verse that the sons of Israel were living in different cities.
在这里告诉我们说，那时候他们就如同一人聚集在耶路撒冷。
And then the people gathered together as one man to Jerusalem.
他们在这里如同一人聚集在耶路撒冷，他们要开始建造圣殿。
They gathered together as one man to Jerusalem to start building the house.
所以在这里，他们之所以能够众人如同一人，他们因为有一个同样的看见。
The reason why they can gather as one man is because they had a vision.
或是用我们比较属灵的话，就是他们有同样一个意向。
They had a singular vision.
他们知道回国只有目的就是要把圣殿重新建造起来。
They know that the reason why they returned back to Jerusalem from exile is because they needed to build the house of the Lord.
所以他们因着有同样的看见意向，所以他们要起来建造。圣殿。
And because they all had the singular vision, they wanted to rise up to build a house.
箴言二十九章那里有句话告诉我们。
Proverbs 29 says.
他说没有意向，民就放肆。
That without vision, the people cast off restraint.
放肆也可以把它直接说，人若是没有意向，民就不受约束，不受限制。
That if you could also say that the word cast off restraint means to scatter.
因为百姓有同样的意象，同样看见。
It's only because the people have a singular vision.
所以他们就是受这个意象所抓住，受这个意象所约束。
Then that vision can motivate them to do work.
所以在他们在那里，他们就能够同心合一。
That's why they are all united in one heart.
因为他们有共同一个目标，就是要回来，就是为了把圣殿重新建造起来。
Because they have that one purpose, which is to rebuild the house of the Lord.
保罗也说，他说他从来没有违背从上头来的意象。
Paul said that he was not disobedient to the heavenly vision.
这个意象一生抓住保罗。
That heavenly vision captured Paul.
这个意象一生限制保罗的所有行动生活。
That in his lifetime, that heavenly vision captured Paul so that he can go through everything.
所以他在按着神的旨意在服事。
So that he can serve God according to God's will.
在那里我们看见只有同心合一在那里才有属灵恢复的建造。
Only when we are together as one man, one heart, can we build the house of the Lord.
当神在地上做建造工作的时候
When the Lord is building, doing his work on the earth,
教会怎么能够被建造起来呢
How can the church likewise be
built up? 必须每个神的儿女有同样看见。
It requires each brother and sister to have that singular vision.
在灵里面合而为一。
That to be united in the spirit.
所以使徒保罗在以弗所书第四章那里要讲到教会建造的时候。
So that's why when Paul in Ephesians 4 talks about the building up of the church.
他头一个乃是先提到。
He first mentions.
他说保守在圣灵里面的合一。
Be diligent to keep the unity of the spirit.
这个一已经做成了。
That unity has already been accomplished.
现在神儿女只要保守，叫这个一不被破坏。
Now the church will just have to keep that unity.
然后底下才开始教会是怎么样建造的。
Then Paul later describes how the church should be built.
然后在那里个人按着所得恩赐，在彼此配搭服事，把基督的身体教会把它建立起来。
To have each person serve according to the gifts that they are given for the equipping of the body of Christ.
以前连长弟兄告诉我们说的，意象把人能够团聚在一起。
There was an elderly brother who once said to us that vision unites.
而工作把人分散。
However, work separates.
今天人在那边要做许多工作。
Today, we know that a lot of people want to do God's work.
许多不同看法。
And they have different ways of looking at how to do God's work.
因为他没有看见那个意象。
But because they didn't see that singular vision,
他只看见手中一些的工作
and they are only focused on their own ministry,
以至于在那里就不容易同心合一来服事来配搭。
Thus, they cannot work together to build up the corporate church.
只有当一个人和所有的人都同样的看见。
But when everyone looks at the same, sees the same vision,
看见神是一个工作，这个目的。
See that God has one singular work, one singular purpose.
神是一个工作，就是建造他的教会。
Which is to build up the church of God.
今天我们以为神在地上有许多工作要做。
We think that God has many works that He's doing on the earth.
从圣经我们看见神在地上只有工作，就是建造基督的身体。
However, He has only one capital W work, which is to build up the body of Christ.
所有许多所谓那些圣工。
So many of God's servants.
所有的那些圣工都是为了一个目的，就是要建造教会。
They all should have one ministry, which is to build up the body of Christ.
弟兄姊妹，若是人能够看见这个意象
，If all of us see this one vision,
正如当初归回那些犹大百姓们
，Then it's almost like what the exiles who came back to Jerusalem saw.
他们知道回去是一个目的。
They also saw one purpose.
不是因为想念故乡，已经被掳70年，现在有机会回去，他们欢喜也回去。
It's not their homesickness. It is because they wanted to build a house.
他们很清楚，他们回去就是要重新建造圣殿。
They had one clear vision, which is to rebuild the house.
因着这个看见，他们如同一人聚集在耶路撒冷城，站立要建造圣殿。
And because of that vision, they gathered as one man to Jerusalem.
所以弟兄姊妹，当神在地上做建造工作的时候。
So that's when God is doing His work of building up on the earth.
若是我们看见神工作是有个次序的。
If we see that there's a principle behind God's work,
就是人必须有同样意向，同样看见。
That which is that all people should have one vision.
所以他们聚在那里的时候，就有一个目的，就是要把圣殿重新建造起来。
Then, with that one vision, they can rebuild the house of the Lord.
然后底下就说，这些所罗巴伯和其他他们起来呢，建筑以色列神的坛。
Then it says in verse 2, Joshua and Zerubbabel arose and built the altar of the God of Israel.
他们要建造圣殿，不是一开始就要开始建造圣殿。
The next work to be done is to build the altar.
他们如同一人居在那里说呢，乃是先把神的坛建立起来。
That after the people gathered as one people to Jerusalem, the first thing that they did was to build the altar of the God of Israel.
神的祭坛就说到奉献。
The altar of God speaks of consecration.
所以我们看见，当人正要建造圣殿的时候。
So we see that when the people are about to build the house of the Lord,
不仅有同样看见,
not only should they share the same vision,
他不是急着赶快匆匆忙忙要开始建造圣殿,
it's not that everyone would share the same vision and everyone rushes to build the temple.
他们乃是在那里先把神的祭坛把它建立起来。
But first they needed to lay the foundation of the altar.
然后后面才有建造圣殿的工作。
After you lay the altar, then you build the house of the Lord.
所以弟兄姊妹，若是没有把这个祭坛先建立起来，后面就没有建造的事情。
If there is no altar, then there is no building the temple.
我们读罗马书。
If we read the book of Romans.
使徒保罗写罗马书的时候。
Paul, when he was writing the book of Romans.
我们知道罗马书的主题就是神的福音。
We know that the content of the book of Romans is about the gospel of God.
所以使徒保罗从罗马书第一章到十一章。
So Romans chapters 1 through 11 is about
把神的福音非常清楚的，很有次序的把它解明出来。
The content of the gospel clearly laid out.
说到一个罪人怎么样因相信主耶稣基督被称义。
How a sinner can put his faith in Jesus Christ and become justified.
然后借着圣灵十字架工作在蒙恩身上来做改变的工作。
And through the work of the cross become sanctified.
使他们能够成圣。然后最后当主耶稣再来说身体要改变成为荣耀身体。
And then when the Lord Jesus comes again, their bodies will be changed. And we will be glorified.
然后一同进到荣耀里面。
And then we enter with him into glory.
这是整个福音的内容。
That is the content of the gospel.
当保罗讲完福音的内容以后。
After Paul talks about the content of the gospel.
罗马书第十二章就要开始讲到这些蒙恩的儿女怎么样进到生活里面，怎么样在教会里面服事，在地上怎样过生活。
Then Romans 12 and on describes how a brother or sister will serve in the church and to live his life on the earth.
他先讲到奉献。
He first talks about consecration.
他讲到要把自己的身体当作活祭献上。
To present your body as a living sacrifice.
奉献给神。
To give yourself to God.
在那里承认我们是属神的人。
That we belong to God.
不再属于世界，不再属于自己的人。
We don't belong to ourselves. We don't belong to the world.
然后底下他就说，在那里就不要效法这个世界。
And then it says that do not be conformed to the world.
所以当一个人把自己当作活祭献给神的时候，他知道他不再是属于世界。
So when you become a living sacrifice, you testify that you don't belong to the world.
他就不会去效法这个世界。
Then you don't be transformed by the world.
然后积极的，他就会寻求明白神的旨意是什么。
And then you would be able to know what the will of God is.
所以底下他就说，要查验神何为神善良纯全可喜悦的旨意。
Then you can prove what the will of God is, that which is good and acceptable and perfect.
所以当人在明白神的旨意 是什么时候，他就能按着神的旨意去服事。
Then once you know what the will of God is, then you can serve God according to His way.
然后底下才讲到在教会侍奉，在。
Then it lists out the various services and ministries in the church.
所以看神讲话是有次序的。
So we see that there's an order to how God works.
当一个人把自己当作活祭献给神的时候。
First, when you offer yourself to God,
他知道他是属神的，不再是属世界。
We know that we don't belong to the world, we belong to God.
自然而然，他心意更新，他就不会去效法世界，心意就更新。
Then our heart will no longer go into the direction of the world.
他就能明白神的旨意是什么。
But instead, we will know what the will of God is.
当他明白神的旨意以后，才有教会的侍奉。
And then once you know what the will of God is,Then we have the service in the church.
才知道在地上该如何生活。
To know how to live each day on earth.
所以弟兄姊妹，这些都是一个非常清楚的属灵的次序、属灵原则在那里。
This is a clear order of how God wants to do things.
只有人照着神那个属灵次序，在一步一步往前的时候，后面才有属灵的果效。
It's only if we follow God's order, only follow these steps, then there can be spiritual fruit.
所以我们看见当这些回国这些百姓他们建造圣殿的时候，也是一样。
Taking a look at also the exiles from Jerusalem, that's the same order.
他们不是急着马上去建造圣殿。
They don't just rush and start building the house.
他们在那里不单是同心合意而已。
They are one person in Jerusalem.
因为他们把神的殿建立起来。
And then they can build the house.
在那里有奉献。
They will have burnt offerings.
为什么以色列百姓会被掳呢？
What's the reason why the children of Israel got exiled? Because the altar is not in the, among the people anymore.
神在,百姓在那,没有把自己奉献给神。
God has no altar among the people anymore because the people did not offer themselves to God.
反而他们去离弃神,去,归向,巴利假神。
That is why they left God for other gods, other Baals.
献祭给巴利神。
To offer themselves to Baal.
就落在神的愤怒的审判底下。
And thus fell under the wrath and displeasure of God.
所以当他们把这个神的坛筑起来以后呢?
However, when they set up this altar,
他们在这个坛上献燔祭。
When they set up this altar to the God of Israel, then they burnt offerings on it.
燔祭在圣经里面是表明一个完全奉献是为了得的神的喜悦。
A burnt offering represents total consecration in the Bible.
他们在向耶和华早晚献燔祭。
That they morning and evening offered burnt offerings to the God of Israel.
早上要献，晚上也要献。
Morning as well as evening.
所以我们知道，燔祭乃是日夜，那火日夜都在那燃烧的。
That the burnt offering is continual, it's constantly burning morning and evening.
燔祭是火是不会熄灭的。
The fire of the altar of burnt offering will never be diminished.
那表明这些神的百姓，他们一直活在奉献里面。
That we are always living under the continual burnt offering.
我们知道，常常我们在生活里面，是不是有时候在聚会里面受一点感动，我们在就好像把自己奉献给神。
Sometimes when we're at a meeting and we're touched by the Holy Spirit, at that moment we give ourselves to God.
结果过几天后，过一阵子以后，好像那个奉献心就没有了。
And it seems like just after a few days, our heart's fire runs out, and we are no longer careful.
但是燔祭不是这样子。
But that's not the case of the burnt offering.
燔祭不仅是日夜都要献。
The burnt offering is continual, morning and evening.
圣经说到这个燔祭被称为是长献的燔祭。
The burnt offering is described as the continual burnt offering.
我想英文翻译更好，就是说这个燔祭是持续不断的，一直在献，一直在燃烧的。
The phrase continual is good because it means that the fire is always burning.
所以弟兄姊妹，燔祭奉献就是说一生一世一直活在这奉献的里面。
That we're constantly living a consecrated life.
看见我们都是属神的人。
That we all belong to God.
我们时时刻刻都要活在奉献的生活里面。
And thus we constantly live under the reality of consecration.
所以我们看见这都是一个属灵一个原则。
That is a spiritual principle.
所以弟兄姊妹，因为神在地上之时有工作。
When if the Lord has work on this earth.
或说神在一些人的当中为什么有一些恢复的工作。
And if the Lord has a recovery work among his people.
总是有一般人被神所得着。
There you will find a people who God has laid hold of.
他们早晚都在献燔祭。
They morning and evening are offering.
他们知道这个火是不能，这个火是不能熄的，时时刻刻一直燃烧在那里。
In this people, the fire of the altar is always burning.
让他们看见，他们一生一世都是属于神的人。
Because they're constantly living under the reality of consecration, knowing that they belong to God.
这是个真正奉献的人。
This is a people that are offered to God.
一直在承认我是属神的人。
They say in their hearts that they belong to God.
感谢主，这个。圣殿把那个神的坛筑起来，上面献上燔祭，献上那个长献的燔祭。
That once the altar is built, then there is offered on there the continual burnt offering.
所以弟兄姊妹，让我们看见没有奉献敬畏底下建造。
Without consecration, there is no building up.
没有奉献就没有真正教会的服事。
That without consecration, there's no true ministry in the church.
没有奉献就没有真正属灵的生活。
Without consecration, there's no real spiritual life.
所以我们看见这个圣殿呢，底下都告诉我们说，他说，圣殿，他们在原有的根基上筑坛。
Then it says that they laid the foundation of the altar.
就是在这个圣殿的根基上，他们在筑这个祭坛。
That they On the foundation, they laid the altar.
这个地方就是圣殿建造的一个所在。
That this is, there's a foundation to the altar.
刚读到那个列王记下第三章第一节告诉我们。
That when we read in Second Chronicles
第三章第一节
3:1
在告诉我们说呢，圣殿是建在摩利亚山上耶布斯人阿尔南的禾场。
That the foundation of the temple is Mount Moriah in Jerusalem, the threshing floor of Ornan the Jebusite.
我们知道在摩利亚山跟耶布斯人阿尔禾场那里曾经建造过两座燔祭。
We know that at the threshing floor of Ornan the Jebusite on Mount Moriah, there was a foundation laid there.
第一座就是在摩利亚山。那里亚伯兰把他所爱的独生儿子以撒献为燔祭。
Two altars. First at Moriah, there is when Abraham was about to sacrifice his son Isaac.
那就说圣殿的根基是建造在这里。
The foundation of the altar of the house of God was at the site of the sacrifice.
亚伯兰把他独生的儿子所爱儿子以撒献为燔祭给神。
That Abraham was about to sacrifice his son Isaac as a burnt offering to God.
到新约我们就很清楚，原来是父把他自己独生儿子舍了。
And in the New Testament, one can see that this picture typifies the Father God gave His Son, the Lord Jesus, to be an offering.
也看见神的儿子，他在那里顺父的旨意。
And we saw how obedient the Lord Jesus is to His Father's will.
把自己献为燔祭。成就献为赎罪祭
to become that burnt offering totally dedicated to his father
成就神救赎的工作
in order to accomplish the salvation work of God 所以
腓立比书第二章那里告诉我们
that's why Philippians 2 said
神主耶稣基督他不了神的形象他但是他却不以神自以为神以神强夺
that the Lord Jesus did notequality with God something to be grasped that being found in appearance of man he humbled himself being obedient to God to the point of death even death on the cross that for sinners he died on the cross to accomplish the righteousness of God that is the foundation of the church
圣殿建造根基所在，还有第二座燔祭坛。
So the house of God has a foundation to the altar, and there's a second place where that's mentioned.
就是耶布斯人阿尔南的禾场。
And that is same site on Moriah, the threshing floor of Ornan the Jebusite.
历代志上二十一章的记载，神撒旦要攻击以色列人。
That in 1 Chronicles it records that when Satan stood up against Israel,
他就激动大卫在数点。
He moved David to number the children of Israel.
为什么大卫在数点百姓呢?
Why did David number the children of Israel?
因为他一再得胜，一再的得胜，征战得胜。
Oh, because he was victorious in war.
所以他在那里数算他的百姓到底有多少多大。
And thus he wanted to count the number of people for his army.
他数点百姓不是出于神的意思。
But this census displeased God.
不是神吩咐他做的。
It's not something that God wanted him to do.
他不像摩西在旷野的时候，神吩咐他说：“你要数点以色列百姓有多少人。”
This is very unlike how when God told Moses in the wilderness to number the children of Israel.
大卫在那数点百姓呢，是因为受撒旦的激动。
But David counting the children of Israel was because of the temptation from Satan.
要夸耀他自己百姓有多大多少。
To see how many people he has.
是显出他的骄傲。
It shows his pride.
这件事情就让神不喜悦。
That event led to displeasure from God.
所以神就要降灾祸给以色列百姓。
Thus a pestilence came from God upon the children of Israel.
神在那降瘟疫临到百姓身上一下之间就死了70,000人。
And because of the pestilence, 70,000 perished.
大卫上面认罪。
And when David confessed his sins,
所以神就借着先知父他说你要在阿尔兰的禾场那里为耶和华筑一座坛要献燔祭
and thus the angel of the Lord went to Gad and Gad told David to build an altar on the threshing floor of Ornan the Jebusite
所以大卫在那里把燔祭献在神的祭坛上的时候神的审判就止住了
and when the burnt offering was put on the altar then the pestilence subsided
所以奥兰河场那又是一个打麦子的地方
The site of Ornan the Jebusite was a threshing floor
那就是讲到十字架工作的地方
The threshing floor typifies the work of the cross
所以那里大卫所做的事情也表明主耶稣基督
And what is done at this threshing floor is what Christ also did. Because of our sins, Christ died on the cross. But because he was a total burnt offering, he completely took our place on the cross. And so God's wrath stopped and subsided off the people. Thank the Lord that the altar is the foundation of the temple. And this same foundation is the church's foundation today. So that's why we say that, when Brother Wu led the meeting, he mentioned 1 Corinthians.
立好的根基就是耶稣基督。
That there is a one foundation that is laid, which is Jesus Christ.
除他以外没有别的根基。
No man can lay another foundation. The Lord Jesus Christ is the foundation for the building up of the church.
在这个根基上看见主耶稣十字架的爱。
That upon this foundation we see the Lord Jesus Christ's love.
在那我们看见主耶稣舍命流血的爱。
His love that bled for us and died for us. And so the church is built on this unshakable foundation. If we know that we are built on this solid rock, this unshakable foundation, not only do we know God's love, but we enter into God's love, then at that site, there is a building
up.
Because there, people realize they don't live for themselves anymore. We're bought with a price, and thus we give ourselves to God. So that's why 2 Corinthians chapter 5, 17, Paul says,
他说,原来基督爱激烈我们,
for the love of Christ controls us. Having concluded this, that one man died for all and all died.
并且他替众人死是要叫那些活着的人不再为自己活，乃是为那死而复活。
Therefore, they who live no longer live for themselves, but for the one who died and rose again on their behalf.
是主耶稣基督十字架感动了保罗，激动了保罗。
It's the love of Christ that controls Paul.
激动了历世一代许多爱主的神的儿女。
And all the subsequent generations of those who love the Lord.
叫他们看见主既然为我们死，我们就不再为自己活。
That because the Lord Jesus died for us, we no longer live for ourselves.
我们就说愿一生一世为那死而复活主。
But each day we live for the one who died and rose on our behalf.
弟兄姊妹，这是教会建造的根基。
Brothers and sisters, this is the foundation of the building up of the church.
这就是教会之所以能够被建立起来的一个根基。
This is the foundation for the reason why the church can be built up.
若看见原来教会之所以能够被建造起来。
And thus the church can be completely built up.
都是站在主耶稣基督救赎这个根基上。
It's because it's built on the redemption of the Lord Jesus.
所以为什么使徒保罗在罗马书第十一章到十一章讲完神的福音以后。
That's why in Romans chapters 1 through 11, after expounding on the gospel of Christ, Paul,
讲到因着这个救恩，这个福音蒙恩的儿女们。
Paul has described the grace that has come upon God's children.
第十二章他讲到这些蒙恩的人应该按着他们所得恩赐信心的大小在教会里面服侍。
Then in chapter 12, Paul says, how should the brothers and sisters serve in the church?
他们该怎样在地上过生活?
How would they live their lives on earth?
他不是一下就讲说在教会里面按着个人恩赐专一的这样服侍。
Then it's not that Paul just rushes to tell us to build the house of God and to serve in the church. He doesn't rush to then tell us that we need to how we live each day on earth. It's because in Romans 12 it says, therefore.
所以就根据第一章到十一章所讲的整个内容。
Therefore means that whatever happens in chapter 12 and on is built on Romans 1 through
11. 就讲到我们这些蒙恩的儿女。
It is because the children of God have been touched by grace.
既然已经蒙了恩典，因信称义，并且成圣，将来要得到荣耀。
Because we have been touched by grace, justified by faith.
再来，保罗做一个结论，就是所以。
Then Paul can say, therefore, in chapter 12.
所以什么呢？
Therefore what?
哦，弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们。
That holy brethren, I urge you by the mercies of God.
将身体献上当作活祭。
To present your bodies a living sacrifice.
是圣洁，是神所喜悦的。
Holy and acceptable.
你们如此侍奉是理所当然的。
That's the spiritual service of worship.
是理所当然的。
It is reasonable.
那就本来就应该这样做的。
That you should do it.
既然是蒙了恩典。
It's because you've been touched by grace.
既然不再死。
You no longer have to die.
因为罪得了赦免。
You've been released from death.
那我们该如何行呢？
So then how should we live?
头一个就是要把自己当作活祭献给神。
First step is to consecrate oneself.
这个奉献不仅是一个一个是神所喜悦的。
This not only is acceptable.
他说这是一个服事。
This is a service.
弟兄姊妹，我们以为奉做一些事情才是服事。
Brothers and sisters, what is service?
但保罗说奉献就是一个服事。
Consecration itself is a service.
因为所有服事从奉献开始。
Because all services derive from consecration.
没有奉献就没有真正的服事。
Without consecration, there's no real service.
因为当一个人都是没有把自己奉献给神。
Unless you give yourself to God,
他不会按着神的旨意在那生活服事。
Then you cannot serve according to His will.
我们以前也讲过，会幕的建造也是这样一个原则。
Same thing with how the tabernacle is built.
神有个心意，非常美好，有个心意要住在神的百姓当中。
That God had a purpose to dwell among His people.
但头一个，在那里吩咐神的百姓把各样礼物、把各样材料送到摩西这里来。
But the first thing the people had to do was consecrate themselves and give offerings for the building up of the tabernacle.
若是没有百姓把这些所建造会幕的材料先奉献。到神面前来。
Without the people raising a contribution,
虽然神的旨意非常美好。
Although God's purpose and will is really excellent.
神的百姓也非常羡慕神能够住在人的百姓当中。
And although God's people may also really desire for God to live among them.
但是若是没有会幕在那里，神怎么住在神的百姓当中呢？
But without this contribution from the people, how can the house be built so God can live with them?
会幕怎么能够出现在那里？
How can there be a tabernacle?
就是有百姓把材料带到神面前来。
But it's because of the contribution of the materials from the people.
然后这些材料才能建造。把会幕能够建造起来。
Then the materials can build up the tabernacle.
会幕被建造起来的时候，神的荣光才能够充满在会幕。
And once the tabernacle was built up, then the glory of God filled the place.
神才能与百姓同在。
Then the Lord dwelt among the people.
用什么？旧约不过是预表一个象征，就是。
The Old Testament depicts a spiritual reality.
到新约那个属灵实际是什么呢？
What's the spiritual reality that we find in the New Testament of this?
一方面，教会是神的居所，是神安息的所在。
That the church is the Lord's dwelling place and resting place.
神在教会当中表明神与百姓同在。
That God is with His people in church.
但是神人之所以真正经历到神的同在是怎么样？
But how do we actually enter in experientially?
那是有一半人真正把自己奉献给神。
It is when a group of people dedicate themselves to God.
神主耶稣基督才能借圣灵能够充满在教会当中。
Then by the Spirit, the Christ is expressed in the church.
若没有人先把自己奉献给神。
Then the Spirit fills the church. It's only because
神的同在对我们来说不过是一个思想一个理论就是了。
Then the people can give themselves to God, and the Lord fills the people in.
今天为什么地上好像神的同在不是那么显明？
Why is it that it seems like the presence of God among His people is not too strong?
人若是感受到神在这里，
in order for people to know that the Lord is here,
是啊，神的百姓的行事为人聚会光景就不一样。
That if God's presence is here, then the experience of worship is different.
不管随意在那有一些不该有动作一些言语，
then it restrains us from doing unbecoming things.
但是你看今天地上的教会光景。
But look at the condition of the church today. What is its condition?
人说神与我们同在。
We say the Lord is with us.
但是为神的百姓所显出来，是仍然是那么荒凉、那么败落、那么软弱呢？
But if you see the condition of the brothers and sisters in the church, they're so weak and so ruined.
不觉得神在我们当中。
They don't feel that the Lord is with us.
不觉得神是可畏的。
They don't feel His presence or His faithfulness.
若人若是感受到神在我们当中，他会产生一个敬畏的心。
But if the Lord's presence is with us and that's felt, we all would have a very sober spirit.
正如雅各。
For example, Jacob.
他在旷野在那里，他因着在欺骗他哥哥以扫的长子的名分。
That when he's deceiving his brother Esau.
结果他哥哥要杀他，然后他就他要逃到他母舅那里去。
And because Esau wanted to kill him, he ran to his relatives.
在旷野他累了，就在那边拿个石头在那边枕，当做枕头在那睡觉。
That in the wilderness he found a stone and placed it as his pillow.
然后在梦中梦见有个使者在一个梯子上去下来。
Then he saw in a dream angels ascending and descending a ladder.
然后醒过来，他就说：“这是什么地方？这是神的家。”
Then when he awoke, he said, "What is this place? This is the house of God."
这是何等可畏的地方！
What a terrible place, fearsome place.
雅各他是一个有神观念的人。
Jacob is someone who has an inkling of who God is.
但他从来没有进到神的同在是什么？
But he has never entered into the presence of the Lord.
所以他可以在那边用谎言欺骗他父亲，欺骗他哥哥。
That's why he can just use his own methods to dupe his brother.
但是有一天他在遇见神的时候，
But one day he saw a vision.
他看见神就在这里的时候，他说这是个何等可畏的地方。
That at the house of God, he saw God's presence, and he had God's fear.
因为他在那里感受到神了。
Because of the presence of God.
但我们知道以后雅各还有许多要学习的功课。
And we know that later on Jacob will learn different lessons through his life.
但是头一件事情他在那里看见一个异象。
But it's all touched by that vision of God's presence. He saw God as someone to be feared.
所以弟兄姊妹，每一次我们来到会中，来到神的家中。
Likewise, when we are in the house of God.
我们这是把自己奉献给神的时候，在这里才真的感受到神的同在。
We want to continually offer ourselves to Him so that we would experience His presence.
感受到神的同在的时候，我们整个光景会一定会不一样，会受调整。
Once you experience God's presence, how you live changes.
就不会让情欲做一些。
Our life will be adjusted so that way we will not want to displease the Lord.
感谢神,
Thank the Lord.
当旧约以色列百姓他们要重新把圣殿建造起来的时候，
That in the Old Testament, when the people of Israel were about to rebuild the house of God,
他们先把那个神的坛建立起来，
They first set up the altar.
然后在那里把燔祭献给神，
Then offered continual burnt offerings on it.
他们才开始要建造圣殿。
Then they can start rebuilding the house of God.
所以当他们在那里立圣殿根基的时候，
When they laid the foundation,
那是一个欢乐的一个时刻。
That was a joyful moment.
那是一个非常严肃的一个时候。
That was a serious moment.
因为在那祭司穿上礼服，在那吹号，在那歌颂赞美神。
That there the priests put on their apparel to worship the Lord. They praise the Lord for how He is good and His loving kindness is upon Israel forever. That during the praise, the people shouted for joy. Because the foundation of the house of the Lord has been laid. Because the foundation of the house of the Lord has been laid, then there are different sounds that came from the people. First, we have the priests and Levites. Then we have the old people who have seen the first temple. And now they finally saw the altar. Oh, sorry. They finally saw the foundation of the house of God. Then they wept loudly. What's the reason why when the elderly saw the foundation being laid that they wept loudly? Because they saw the glory of the former house. They saw how the glory of God used to fill the temple.
他们在按着摩西的律法，在那侍奉神、赞美神、献祭给神。
How people, according to the law of Moses, worship God according to all His offerings and His rules.
他们在那享受神一切属天的福气。
They remembered how great the Lord's blessing was in that place.
但是有一天他们失败堕落了。
But one day when they failed,
这一切都失去了。
All this temple services disappeared. And then people were shamefully taken into exile. Into a hopeless circumstance. But now finally they saw the foundation of the house of the Lord being laid. They saw now a glorious hope before them. Because if the house of the Lord is built again, they can have this glorious condition again of the house of God. God can return to his house to live among them, to be among them. And they can see ahead that they can go back to the house of the Lord with his presence to worship him. You could say that this weeping is a joyful weeping. That some people, when they're so joyful, they end up weeping. They've been so moved and so touched. Because a glorious day was about to dawn. Because the foundation of the house has been laid. Then immediately we know that the building up work can begin. And thus they wept aloud. Separately, there's another loud group of people. They have heard how the elderly among them have raved about how great the house of God was. And they are also moved and want to see the house of God. And that's why they shouted for joy. I've mentioned this story once to brothers and sisters. That when I heard back in Taiwan, some elder and brothers talk to us about the spiritual condition of the people of God in those days, that my heart was really nostalgic, or really reminiscent. The word of God was abundant. That the word of God was so abundant in those days. That it seems like so many people can just preach. That it seems like each week was a special meeting. That these days we only have special meetings once a year when we invite a speaker who knows how to share. But back in Taiwan in those days, almost every weekend was a special meeting where everyone can share. It's almost as in my heart I said, oh, I miss those days if I've been there. If only I went to their meeting in those days earlier. Only if I had arrived at the meeting place earlier, I would have been able to experience
this.
But the spiritual life always goes on. You can't just return to the former condition. That God is always working in His church and His purpose
is unchanged.
And in this generation, He is doing also a recovery work. Now, will there be a group of people that is like this remnant? Who laid the foundation, who had an altar of burnt offering. That if there are these two conditions, then the house of God will be built. Then the temple of God will slowly be gradually built. Then that glorious condition will return.
所以我们感谢主，看见当那个圣殿的根基被立起来的时候，他们在欢呼、歌唱、赞美神。
And that's why when the foundation of the house of God was laid, the people wept for joy, shouted for joy.
因为那实在是个很荣耀的光景，要重新出现在他们当中。
Because that was a glimpse of a glorious condition that was about to come.
所以弟兄姊妹，当我们读这些历史的时候
，So brothers and sisters, as we read history,
我们从这些历史的过程当中，我们看见神做工法则是怎么样。
We want to learn what are the principles of how God works.
神做工总是他的原则，都是他的次序的。
That in all God's work, there is a purpose, there is a goal.
人若是照着神所定那个原则，定那个属灵次序，这样一步往前的时候
，That if we work according to God's work,
最后所显出来，那就是神定义所要做成的工作。
Then the outcome would be the purpose to which God initiated that work.
神起初在人的身上所定的旨意就要。
Then God's will that was initiated in each of us will be accomplished.
So, 感谢神。
Thank the Lord.
神是做工的主。
He is a working God.
神也是个恢复做工的主。
He is a recovering God.
人可以失败，可以软弱。
Although man can fail,
但神所定的永远旨意是不会改变。
But God's eternal purpose can never.
也许会受人的影响，时间会拖延你。
Although it could be affected by the timing, might be affected by the condition of humanity.
但是我们感谢神。
But we thank the Lord.
神所定义的，他必要成就。
What He started, He will accomplish.
神的话一出去，必要成就。
The word of God will go forth and will not return void.
这是我们信心的根据。
That this is the foundation of our faith.
因着神的话已经说了。
Because the word of God has already said.
并且他已经借历史，把他所要做工作已经显明在我们面前。
And in the word of God, in history, He has already showed us how He did His work.
所以求神在恩待我们。
May the Lord have grace to us.
让我们从这些历史的过程当中。
That we can learn from these history books.
从旧约以色列百姓恢复圣殿建造这个过程当中。
To learn from how in the Old Testament the people of God rebuilt the temple.
这样知道今天如何生活在神面前。
To know how we should live our life on earth.
让我们能够因不仅有渴慕羡慕的心。
Not only to have a heart that desires God's will.
我们愿意照着神所定规的那个原则。
But to have the right foundation that He has laid. The spiritual principles on which He has given us. In order for God's recovery work to be in our midst. And so God's blessing can then come from heaven for all of us. May the Lord be with us. Let us mutually encourage each other by these words. That we can move forward along the path that He gave to us.May share until here. May our brother pray for us. Let's bow our head for word of prayer. Lord, we thank you for teaching us through the history of Israel.
人有共同的信仰，患难以后的决心。
Through that, through their pursuit, and also through their the way they fell.
并且有对神典章律例的顺从。
And also through their obedience to what you commanded.
他们可以如同一人在原有的根基上筑坛。
That they can indeed rejoice in this foundation.
并且将耶和华的殿的根基可以立定
，and they can establish, help build the foundation of the temple.
借着这些历史告诉我们教会的复兴
，and through this work of recovery and revival,
也同样需要在我们主耶稣的根基上，如同一人的合一
，and also needs to be built upon the foundation of our Lord who is righteous.
叫我们在哪里跌倒，就在哪里起来。
And there, where we fall, we will also be raised up again.
我们感谢主，我们不需要没有以色列传统的节日可以献祭。
And we do not have the traditional holidays where we offer up sacrifices.
但是我们感谢主，主是给我们各样的机会，可以同心合意的讨神的喜悦。
Thank you for continually giving us opportunities to please your heart.
我们今天不再需要筑坛，因为主耶稣基督已经成为我们一次献上，永远有效。
And we no longer need to give offerings, for our Lord is that one-time final offering.
我们感谢主恩典话语。
So we thank you, Lord, for your gracious word.
奉靠主耶稣圣名。
Pray this in our Lord's holy name.
Amen.